सुंदर राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंड बिहारी गोपीरावल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Panta tattva Nitai Gauranga Jaya Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Jaya Nitai Gauranga Prabhupada Hare Gopal Hari Nama Sankirtan ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki Srila Prabhupada ki Rantarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki Om Ajnana Timiranda Sinananjana Shalakaya Chakshuvan Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru An Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Rupasindubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग ओनली वन वर्स टुडे, नाइन्थ कैंटो 24th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 56। यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य क्षयो वृद्धिश्च पाप्मनः तदा तु भगवानीश आत्मानं सृजते हरिः। यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य क्षयो वृद्धिश्च पाप्मनः तदा तु भगवानीश आत्मानं सृजते हरिः। यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य क्षयो वृद्धिश्च पाप्मनः तदा तु भगवानीश आत्मानं सृजते हरिः। यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य भगवानीश यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य पाप्मनः आत्मानं सृजते हरिः। यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य पाप्मनः भगवानीश आत्मानं सृजते हरिः। यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य क्षयो वृद्धिश्च पाप्मनः तु भगवानीश आत्मानं माताजी यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य
पाप्मनः
तदात भगवान ईश यदा whenever, yada, whenever, he, indeed, dharmasya, of the principles of religion, kshayaha, deterioration, vriddhihi, increasing, cha, and papmanaha, of sinful activities, tada, at that time, to, indeed, bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishaha, the Supreme Controller, Atmanam, personally, Srijate, descends, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shall Prabhupada ki? Whenever the principles of religion deteriorate and the principles of irreligion increase, the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, appears by His own will. Purport, the principles by which an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends upon earth are explained in this verse. The same principles are also explained in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Himself. When you all heard this verse, you must have remembered another verse from Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada quotes here. Yada yada hi dharmasya klanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. In the present age, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inaugurate the Hare Krishna movement. At the present time in Kali Yuga, people are extremely sinful and bad, manda. They have no idea of spiritual life and are misusing the benefits of the human form to live like cats and dogs. Under these circumstances, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated the Hare Krishna movement, which is not different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one associates with this movement, he directly associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People should take advantage of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and thus gain relief from all the problems created in this age of Kali. First of all, I beg for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here. This verse is talking directly the conclusion of all the Vedic literatures, which is about chanting of the holy name in the age of Kali. I feel so blessed and fortunate to be a part of ISKCON and to be surrounded by so many wonderful devotees. Even though the age of Kali Yuga is considered a very dangerous age and a bad age, and there are several verses talking about the bad qualities of Kali Yuga. If you hear them, you will get depressed. But there are also other verses which glorify Kali Yuga. So today I will tell you both, so that when I am speaking the first part, don't walk out of the class after hearing this is what he came to say about Kali Yuga. So if you wait, then the second part will be very encouraging for you. So the greatest asset for us is the devotees association. Not only in Kali Yuga, in all the ages, but all the more so in Kali Yuga, we can say. We all know the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga is chanting of the holy name. But once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, while talking to his disciples, he asked, what is Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga? They all said the chanting of the holy name. He said, no, association of devotees. And they thought, where is it? And then he said, chanting in the association of devotees. So, that's what Dhruva also said. Bhaktim muhu prabhatam tvayime prasango bhuyadananta mahatam amalashayanam yenancha solbanabaru vyasanam bhavabhim neshye bhavad gunakatham vritapanamattaha. Oh, my dear Lord Vishnu,
you are asking me what benediction I want from you. He said, although you are capable of giving any benediction, I wouldn't ask for anything other than association of devotees. He said, why? Because now you came, you gave your darshan and you'll go away. But after you are gone, how can I remember you at every moment? I may tend to forget you because I am a tiny jiva, tend to be forgetful. At one time I am very enthusiastic, another time I am very dull in spiritual life. But I beg you for the association of devotees, because in their association they will constantly keep reminding me of you. I can easily remember you. Therefore he sought the association of devotees. Prahlad Maharaj also, when Narasimha asked, what boon do you want? You know what he asked for? Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama pikama manuya prapatan prasangat kritvatma sat sura rishina bhagavan grihita soham katam navisruje tava brithya sevam. I only want tava brithya sevam, service to your very dear devotee Narada. Because as long as I am serving my spiritual master faithfully, and as long as I am surrounded by the association of devotees who will always protect me, there is nothing to fear, even if the age be Kali Yuga also. Otherwise, there is no hope for one to be delivered in this dangerous age. In the very first canto, there is a description. This one verse is such a powerful verse. It tells us many things that happen in Kali Yuga in one shot, one snapshot. It says, Prayena Alpayusha. Alpayusha means short life. In Kali Yuga, people will have short life. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, why they have short life? Not because there is dearth of food, because people do overeating. People don't die of undereating, people die of overeating. He says, Alpayusha is because of overeating, overindulgence in sense gratification, over dependence on mercy of others, he says, and also irregular habits. So these are the things Prabhupada says. Overeating is a bad habit. But over dependence on others' mercy means people work very hard to earn a lot of money because they think the expenditures are increasing. Not that the expenditures are increasing, they are not saving. People are becoming very extravagant in spending and they have irregular habits. Prabhupada writes there. So he says that the Ayush or the lifespan has become very reduced in Kali Yuga. People have a lot of sicknesses because of these type of irregular habits. And he doesn't leave us with this. He gives a solution. He says, simple food and regulated lifestyle. Simple food and regular habits, which means eat in time, sleep in time, and keep your eating program simple, just to keep the body and soul together, then focus on, preparing yourself to go back to God. If somebody does that, then one will have good health, Prabhupada says. And then he says, Prayena Alpayusha Sabya Kalau. Kalau means age of quarrel. Kali Yuga is characterized by four bad things. One is hypocrisy. And when people are hypocritical, you point out, they will quarrel. And when they quarrel, you ask them, hey, why are you quarreling? Then they will rebel. How do you find fault with me? Then they will become independent. These four things are very visibly seen in this age. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is individually done. And when somebody asks them, then they quarrel with others. Then they rebel and they become independent-minded. So these are some of the bad propensities. So even amongst devotees, as soon as there is a quarrel, immediately the devotees should tell each other, hey, Kali is entering here. Let both of us shoot Kali out. Shoot him down. So better make friendship with devotees and shoot Kali down rather than shoot devotees. So therefore one should know the tendencies of the age of Kali and not allow that contamination to enter our system. So just like in an ocean, the boat which is going in the middle of the ocean, you can ask a question, is the water the enemy to the boat or is the water friend to the boat? And the answer is both. It could be an enemy or a friend. If water enters the boat, then it becomes enemy to the boat. If the water is not entering the boat, the same water will aid the boat to reach to the shores. So the Kali Yuga dangers can aid us to reach the shores of spiritual world. Or if you allow the Kali Yuga impurities to enter our heart, then you may get drowned in Kali Yuga. So choice is ours. So prayena alpayusha sabya kalau. Kalau is the age of quarrel. I heard a little story which tells about this quarrel. Just prior to Kali Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, when Lord Krishna descended in this world, one farmer was selling a piece of land to another farmer. After purchasing, within 3 days, that other farmer was plowing the field, and he got a big pot filled with 1,000 gold coins. And he told the same to his wife. His wife said, "See, this land didn't belong to us. Maybe that other person's grandfather or somebody must have kept it underground. So we should give it to them." Then both of them went to the neighborhood house and they told, "Sir, we found this in the ground, please take it. Maybe your ancestors have saved it for you." So that fellow said, "Wait a minute, I have to think twice before accepting. Because I have sold the land to you, it should belong to you." But that fellow said, no, we only purchased the land, not this pot full of so many gold coins. In fact, the land is only worth 50 gold coins, but this is 1,000 gold coins. So they both had an argument. Then they went to the king. The king told them, "Don't worry, you both are, you know, very dharmic and righteous. You take half. He told them to take 500 coins. As soon as the king allotted the coins to them, the first thing they did was to pay tax to the king. The tax was 25% in those days. Immediately they took out 125 coins and gave it to the king. The king accepted from both of them and thanked them. They both went back and lived very happily because there was no quarrel. Even though there was a difference in opinion, that was due to their religious nature. Now when Kali Yuga started, a similar story happened. One farmer sold land to the other farmer and that fellow was plowing. He found the pot full of gold coins, looked here and there. Slowly he took it inside the house and showed it to his wife. Both husband and wife were talking. They were talking like this. And the neighbors heard it, something fishy. Then the wife found it, told the husband, "Immediately you break open the door and go inside. I think they found a pot of gold coins." And a big fight broke out between the two families regarding the property belongs to whom. The first family said it belongs to us. The second one said it belongs to us because we purchased the land. Because of the fight, a lot of people gathered around. The news reached the king. The king himself boarded the chariot and came rushing there and said, "Hey, whatever such properties are found out, it all belongs to the king. Give it." They took the pot of gold coins and ran away. So here is an example of kalau. Kalau means age of quarrel. Quarrel for small things, even for little things. Why did you look at me like this? Why did you say like that? How dare you thought about me like this? Whatever. People can quarrel for any insignificant thing also. So this is prayana alpayusha sabya kalau asmin yuge janaha manda. Manda means dull for spiritual life. People are materially also lazy, those who are in mode of ignorance. But especially in this age, people are not interested in spiritual life. When you go in the trains to distribute books, people say, "Not interested." This is one of the very common statements you will hear. Generally, I used to tell them, "You may not be interested in the book, but I am sure you are interested in becoming happy, isn't it?" "Yes, that is true." "Yes, this is happy in a book form, happiness." Please take this. And this is one category of people not interested. Another category of people are very pious people in India. You show the book, they will touch it like this. They will do like this. They will say, "Oh, you are doing very good work." Then I used to tell them, "Okay, you are appreciating my good work. Why don't you take a book?" "Oh, that we don't want. We have no time." Then I used to tell them, "See, God is coming to you in the form of a book. Why are you denying God?" Then they will say, "No, I'm not denying God." "Yeah, you are. Because Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. is coming to you. Then they may take a small book because of fear. So you see that people, especially manda, means not making an effort to know about the goal of human life. In one of his, Prabhupada speaks out, Prabhupada very beautifully puts it, the goal of human life, he says, no more material world, no more material body, no more misery. Please repeat, no more material world, no more material body, no more misery. Then what is the goal of life? Is this the only goal? No, the goal is return back to spiritual world, revive your swarupa and get re-engaged in seva. So that is the goal of life. So we have to give up the material world, go to spiritual world. We have to give up the material body and we revive our spiritual swarupa. And here we are in the name of enjoyment, we are suffering misery. Actually, in the material world, enjoyment is another name for misery. The material world. Whereas in the spiritual world, the real happiness comes from seva. So, but this goal of human life is to be understood by hearing from saintly people from the scriptures that people are not interested. Manda. He says manda. People are very dull. And manda sumanda matayaha means they are misguided also because of bad system of education. Nowadays if you see, you ask any college boy, why do you study? He says, I want to get a job. Why do you want a job? I want to earn some money. Why do you want money? To fill up my belly and enjoy my senses. This is mode of ignorance. And there are other boys, you ask them, why do you study? They want to climb the ladder of success and come, have some big position or become an entrepreneur and start industry. So some are in ignorance, some are in passion, but mostly they are in these things only. Anybody hardly studies to understand the goal of human life. So Prabhupada says the system of education has made people become disoriented from the ultimate goal of life. And also there are misguided teachers also. Like you ask any teacher in a school or college now, what is, who am I? They will say, you are a chemical bundle. What is the goal of my life? I don't know. Where did everything come from? Big Bang. So with such a kind of script, how can anyone understand the goal of life? So he says, sumanda matayaha. And manda, sumanda matayo, manda bhagya. Why he says manda bhagya? Manda bhagya means unlucky. In Kali Yuga, people's mind and senses become more and more degraded because of cinema houses. There are cinema magazines and there are cinema theaters. There are sports magazines and there are sports people watching TV. Then there are brothels, there are permit rooms, there are clubs, then there are casinos, gambling casinos, then slaughterhouses. And people are smoking, drinking. So Prabhupada says these things actually make a person thoroughly degraded to animal platform in human life. They become mandabhagya. Upadrutaha means they are always, their minds are disturbed. So this is the situation of Kali Yuga. Actually in the 12th canto, you can read the second chapter of 12th canto. The first few verses also give very graphic explanation of Kali Yuga. The very first verse is Tatashchanu dinam dharma satyam shaucham dayakshama kale na balina rajan nangshati ayuhubalam smriti. See, we have to stand on a plane of timelessness along with the scriptures and watch the changes happening in this material world. For example, you all know what is a giant wheel, isn't it? When I was a small boy in the school days, I saw a giant wheel. So it was very huge size. So first of all, we all wanted to go and see what that wheel is. So we went and watched it. And after that, then actually you want to climb and sit in one of the seats. They have like a sofa kind of thing. And many, many seats are placed all around. So my parents told me that, you know, once you sit in that, you may become afraid. I said, no, no, nothing doing. I have to sit. So when we sat there, when the giant wheel goes up, you feel very nice because you go up, up, up in the sky, you can watch all around, aerial view of the whole city you can get. But when the giant wheel was coming down, It appeared as if the whole sofa is going to topple. Huh? So we were all holding to the side and we wondered, why did we get in first of all? Huh? It was so frightening it was. When it would be coming down, there was a big sound, everybody was shouting. Again, when you go up, everybody is enjoying. Similarly, when we go to heaven, we enjoy. When we come to hell, we are afraid. So that is the Ferris wheel of cycle of birth and death, isn't it? So somehow as jivas, we have got into it and we are going round and round. But you can put yourself in another plane which does not change, which does not move. Where Lord Vasudeva is situated, he is in Turiya stage or Samadhi stage. So he is always with his Yoga Nidra, eyes, he is always watching. So he is watching all the changes happening as well. Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali, again Brahma's day, Brahma's night. He is unaffected. So therefore the Shastras present us the history of this world, what all has been happening here. So even though we are all Kali Yuga Jivas, we should not become a part of this Kali Yuga situation, but we have to stand apart from it and watch the Kali Yuga situation as described in the Shastra. So that we can remain not only aloof from this age, we can also remain aloof from the evils of this age. By taking shelter of Hari Guru Vaishnavas, Guru Sadhu Shastra. So here he is telling, Tatascha Anudinam, daily the religion is degrading, people are speaking lies, the cleanliness is degrading, forgiveness and mercy, all these things, Ayu, Balam, Smriti, remembrance is degrading, strength is degrading, like that he is telling what all are degrading. And then he is telling about certain specific symptoms, he is saying, Vittameva Kalaunranam Janmachara Gunodaya. He is telling, in Kali Yuga, if you are a wealthy man, people will respect you. Otherwise, a truly learned person is ignored. See, probably 10 years ago, when I was going in the train, I observed, when I sat in the train, opposite to me, a boy and girl came and sat. As soon as they saw me, they both looked at me as if they are going to burn me. Because they were wondering why this sadhu has come. We can't freely enjoy with each other. Because for them, I was like a policeman. Whereas now, if I sit in the train, people see through me somewhere else. They don't care who you are. You may be wearing a saintly person's dress, but people see through you. People have lost the stage of shyness and shame and all that. That is Kali Yuga. Therefore, he is saying here, people's janma, achar, all these things are respected based on whether you are rich or poor. Rich party means great soul. That's what people think. And then he is saying, Dharma Nyaya Vavastayam Karanam Balamevahi. Might is right in Kali Yuga. People can purchase, judge, simply paying money, he is telling. And he can give a wrong judgment. Dampatye Abhirichir Hetu. He is saying that a man and woman will look at each other and say that I will marry you simply because of looks only. He is telling, like, I heard a story of a boy and girl who wanted to marry. They were from different religions and parents terribly opposed. But the girl said, if you don't let me marry, I will commit suicide. So then parents allowed them. But after a year she said, if you don't allow me to divorce, then I will commit suicide. After 1 year. So you will see, in this way the marriages are superficially done. So in this way there are many verses. I am not going to read all of them. You can read 12.2. Because we can talk a lot about Kali Yuga symptoms, but the good side of Kali Yuga also we should say to make the lecture complete. There is one verse which I came across when somebody gifted me a one volume Bhagavatam in those days, in my school days. And I opened that book, the first verse I saw in that book that was written was this verse. You can repeat after me.
Kalau dosha nidhe rajan asti ekan mahan gunan kitanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajet
See, this is a prophetic verse, a verse that predicts. It says that in the future when Kali Yuga will come, Kali Yuga will be an ocean of faults. In an ocean there is water. Similarly in Kali Yuga, it's very easy for you to point out fault anywhere, because everywhere there will be fault all around, he is saying. But Ekan Mahan Gunan, there will be one good quality, he says. What is that? You will find bunches of people in different places coming together and to do Krishna Kirtan, he is saying. He is saying, Kirtanateva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha. Sangha means groups of people will come. So when I first read this verse, I wanted to find out where is the group. So I found one bhajan mandapam in my native place where they were doing such kirtan. So that was one of the first places I joined, where they would be singing in a different holy names of the Lord, they'd be singing. But there was no katha or there was no teachings. So I would just join the bhajan and come. But later on I found ISKCON is a society where people come in groups together and they do Krishna Kirtan and Krishna Katha. Then I became closely connected and I joined. Because this verse says, Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. That whole group will get liberated and go back to Godhead. So you have to just connect groups. There are Bhakti Vriksha groups all over the world. You just connect, stay together with devotees, with Nirapradh Bhavana, without any contamination. Nirapradh Nishapad means without any malice in our hearts for other jivas. Being friendly with all the living beings. Everybody should come together unitedly, not seeing who is rich, who is poor, who is black, who is white, who is educated, who is illiterate, whether one is a man or a woman or a child or old people, stri, vriddha, abal. Everybody should take part in the chanting of the holy names. And then those people will get liberated, go back to Godhead. Now, this is not the only verse. There are many predictions of what is right now happening. We are actually a witness. Yesterday, Parampujya Jayapataka Swami Maharaj addressed our youth yesterday. He made one interesting point. He said there is a prediction in the Shastra which is now coming true and all of us are witness to it. And the same truth is confirmed in the Shastra in different places. One place I will tell you, you know this Gorakhpur Press has published this Gita, this Bhagavatam, one volume edition, big one. In the beginning pages you see, you will see Gita, the Bhagavat Mahatmya you will see. In the Bhagavat Mahatmya, Bhakti Devi is telling, you know, I came from, she says, Dravida Desh, then I went to Gujarat, then I went to Maharashtra, then I went to Vrindavan, and Vrindavan, my two children, knowledge and renunciation, they became very weak. And then Narada came there, and he spoke Bhagavatam, and nourished me, and Narada didn't speak. Four Kumara spoke to Narada and she also heard. And then she says, now having got nourishment at Vrindavan, in future I will go abroad, she says. She says that there will be a time in future, she is making a prophetic statement, Bhakti Mata will go abroad. And then she will spread all over the world, then she will return to India. That is mentioned there. That is happening now. 1965 it started happening. Then Srila Prabhupada went. Then now all over the world people have picked up, and now it's returning to India now. Another prediction is that when all the holy rivers 5000 years ago went to Lord Krishna with Bhagirathi. Bhagirathi is Ganga. So Ganga was actually leading all of them. They all in their female forms, goddess forms. So they all went to Krishna and offered obeisances and said, my dear Lord, we all came to know that you are returning to your abode. What about us? Are you going to take us with you or are you going to leave us behind? So Lord Krishna smiled. He asked, why you can't stay back? So they all said, this Kali Yuga is fast approaching and we are very worried, because Kali Yuga Jivas, we have heard in Bhagavatam, what kind of prediction is there about Kali Yuga? So all these people, when they come and take a dip in us, we will all become blackish, filled with sins. So we become very ugly because of that. So we don't want to stay here anymore. If you are going, take us with you, they said. And then Krishna told them, see, you have to be very patient for next 5000 years. In these 5000 years, I agree with you, all people are going to come and dump sins in you. And you have to tolerate it. But after 5000 years, this four varnas will become yekavarna. What is that yekavarna? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. this varnashrama, this kind of four vana people, gradually the system will become dismantled. At that time, only one varna will be there, which is worshippers of Lord Hari or Krishna. All over the world, the holy name will spread. Krishna says that. And then when the people from abroad, Paschatya Desh, they will come to India, and their glory will be what? In their mouth, you will always hear the chanting of the holy name. They will be dancing and chanting, and they will come and take a dip in Ganga and all the other holy rivers, and then you will get purified. They will act like disinfectant. They will disinfect you of all the sins accumulated till then. Like that Krishna told. And that is happening now. We are all watching it. It has happened within our lifetime, Maharaj was telling yesterday. It is happening within our eyes. We can watch it. Because before Srila Prabhupada went to West, there is no history of anybody making somebody with a body of an American or a European chant a holy name. You may hear writings of Henry David Thoreau or Emerson and such people. They have only spoken philosophy, but nobody has chanted the holy name. Even the verse, Kirata Honanga Pulinda Pulakasha, that verse is proven by Srila Prabhupada. So, this is the second prediction. Another prediction is about Lord Chaitanya speaking in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says that when I come in this world and spread the holy name, there are going to be some people who will escape from me and go abroad. They may go so far away. And Mahaprabhu says that for recovering them or bringing them back, I will send my Senapati Bhakta abroad. And then he will spread a holy name all around. In this way, nobody will be bereft of holy name. So, you will see that these are all predictions in different places, not in the same book. They are all from different scriptures. And they have become true. So, two more verses I will say and conclude. One is Narada speaking to Vasudev in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says that great souls don't condemn Kali Yuga, he says, for one reason. He says, Kalim Sabhajayantyarya Gunagnya Sarabhaginaha Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Tatra Svarto Bhilabhyate. He's telling, Gunagnya means they are quality collectors. Saragnya also means they always seek good. Like the essence of human body is the soul, not the body itself. Body is perishable, soul is important. Similarly, the essence of Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name. So when they see great souls, they appreciate Kali Yuga as a very valuable age. So in that purport, it is 11.5.37. You can, when you get time, you can read. It's a very beautiful purport. 11.5.37. I'll read a part of it for you. How thrilling this purport is. After reading this purport, my enthusiasm to chant the holy name has multiplied several times. See, he's saying here, indeed, there is no higher possible gain for embodied souls forced to wander throughout the material world than the Supreme Lord's Sankirtan movement by which one can attain the supreme peace. So in the purport, he says here, during Kali Yuga, the great devotees of the Lord always engage in kirtana, chanting of the Lord's holy names. It is the nature of the Supreme Lord to be merciful, and he is especially merciful to those who in a helpless condition take complete shelter of his lotus feet. One can immediately take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting his holy names. According to Sridhara Swami, even in previous ages such as Satya Yuga, it was not possible for the living entities to achieve the perfection that is available in Kali Yuga. Sri Jiva Goswami, he explains that in former ages of Satya Yuga, humans were perfectly qualified and easily they performed even the most difficult penances, meditation and all that. Although in any age, one who completely takes shelter of the Lord's holy name gets all perfection, the highly qualified inhabitants of Satya Yuga do not consider that merely moving the tongue and lips, chanting the Lord's holy name is a complete process, and that Lord's holy name is the only shelter within the universe. They are more attracted to difficult and elaborate yoga system of meditation, complete with sophisticated sitting postures, painstaking control of the breath, and deep extended meditations in trance. That means what? in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, people think the chanting is a very too simple process. It is too simple for them. It's like asking a PhD student to write ABC or something. So they think, oh, let us perform more complicated things. They do all those things. Although they add holy name also, like Dhruva is chanting, along with that he is doing Ashtanga Yoga, like that. But then here he is saying, in Kali Yuga, there are terrible reactions are seen like war, famine, plague, drought, insanity, etc. In Kali Yuga, the living conditions are so unbearable. Modern governments are so obnoxious. Our bodies are so ridden by physical and mental disease. And even self-preservation is so troublesome that conditioned souls intensely cry out the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Begging for relief from the onslaught of this age, the members of the Krishna conscious movement have vivid and unforgettable experiences of the terrible contradictions inherent in human society in this age. And thus they are firmly convinced that there is nothing to be achieved except the mercy of Supreme Lord. In ISKCON centers throughout the world, we observe wonderfully ecstatic kirtan performances in which men, women and children from all walks of life chant with startling enthusiasm the holy names of Krishna and dance in ecstasy, becoming completely indifferent to so-called public opinion. In America, a prominent professor from Oberlin College visited Hare Krishna Center in California and was astonished by the enthusiasm with which the devotees chant the holy name of Krishna in their congregational performances. Thus, due to their helpless and pathetic condition, the living entities in Kali Yuga have great impetus to surrender fully to the holy name of Krishna. See, when a person was chased by a dog, he loudly shouted, ah, he shouted. The dog bit him, and of course he was to be admitted in the hospital. So instead of crying, ah, we can cry, Rama, we can cry. Therefore he is saying, add the holy name to your cry, then you will get liberated. Otherwise simply crying, ah, doesn't help. So he is saying, due to the helpless and pathetic condition, living entities in Kali Yuga have a greater impetus to surrender fully to the holy name, putting all of their hope and faith in the Lord's holy name. Kali Yuga is therefore the best age, because in this age, more than in Satya Yuga, the conditioned souls become disgusted with the kingdom of illusion and surrender fully to the Lord's holy name. And then he writes more things in next para, but one more thing he is saying about praying to Lord Narasimhadev for purification and protection. So this number is 11537. Beautiful purport. And another advantage is mentioned in another verse, very very beautiful verse, which says, in the previous ages, even in the mind, if you think of bad things, you are punishable. And good things, if you think in the mind, for example, Vasudev thought, let me give millions of cows in charity when he was in the jail. That is equivalent to giving. When he came out of the jail of Kamsa, he gave out many, many cows in charity after that. And similarly, if you think of bad things, like Renuka Mata, who is wife of Jamadagni, she once went to the riverside to, she would just do the hand like this and immediately a mud pot would come. And she would fetch water and bring every day. But that day when she went to the riverside, when she made her hand like this to make the mud pot, in the river water she saw a Gandharva, beautiful Gandharva flying in the sky. So when she saw the Gandharva's beauty, momentarily she had an impure thought in the mind of enjoying with him. Because of that thought, her chastity was spoiled, due to which she couldn't make the pot. Then the husband, Jamadagni, came to know by Jnana Chakshu, he saw it. So later on the story continues how he told his sons to cut off her head, and they didn't agree. So he made them ghosts. Then he asked Parashuram to cut. So Parashuram cut her head off. And then Parashuram fell at the feet of the father. Father said, Parashuram, I am pleased with you. Now you ask me for three boons. So Parashuram said, my first boon he asked, bring my mother back to life. Second boon he asked, make her forget that I cut her neck. Otherwise she'll be angry with me. So let she forget about what I did. And third boon he said, revive my ghostly brothers back to life. So they all came back to life. But anyway, the point from the story is what? If you think of some dirty thought in the mind, it was punishable in the previous ages. So in Kali Yuga, if all of us are punishable for impure thought, probably everybody will be heading towards hell. Nobody can be saved. So Parikshit observed in Kali, these two special qualities are there in Kali Yuga. Kushalani ashu siddhyanti na itarani kirtani yat. Which means, bad activities, if you think, you are not punishable. Only if you act, you are punishable. On the other hand, the good activities or pious activities, for example, somebody thinks, if I had 10 crores, I would give 1 crore to TOVP. You just think like that, it is as good as giving. Yeah. But in case you get 10 crore from ancestral property, you should give 1 crore to TOVP then. Correct, no? Because not only you should desire, in Kali Yuga simply desiring is equal to doing. Therefore, we should cultivate the habit of desiring good things. You should think, every day I am just chanting 16 rounds. How nice if I can chant 64 rounds every day. So this is equal to chanting 64 rounds. Yeah. If you desire like that in Kali Yuga. On the other hand, if you think some sinful thoughts, they don't bear any fruit. That doesn't mean we can think sinful thoughts. Why? Because the thought will turn into word, word will turn into action. So it's better for us not to think sinfully. But Lord is so kind that He knows Kali Yuga Jivas are very pathetic. So they may have some sinful thoughts, that He forgive them. So He's forgiving. So this is another special effect in Kali Yuga. So like this, there are verses in Bhagavatam very much encouraging us. Even in the age of Kali, we are all born in the age of Kali Yuga, which is the fourth age or the most degraded age. But we have to take care that we don't let the Kali Yuga impurities enter into our system in the form of hypocrisy or quarrel or rebellion or independent mentality or because we are getting opportunities through the Sankirtan movement to get purified and go back to God even in this most dangerous age. So in this way I told you some of the bad effects of Kali Yuga. One concluding point, I will leave with a sweet note. You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj observed the Kali Yuga symptoms when Krishna had left for his abode. You can make a stark contrast between the two. Earlier there is a verse which says, Kamam bavarsha parjanya sarva kama dugamahi shishichusma vrajan gavaha payaso udasvati mudata. The cows were having such big udders filled with milk, you know, when they would run from one place to another, the udders would move like this and they would spill milk and there would be a muddy pool of milk water, milk and mud mixed together. So Yudhishthira Maharaj saw everywhere things were flourishing. Husband, wife were very happy living. The seasons were very good, they were not very hot or not too cold. People had no diseases also in their body. Everything was good. But when Lord Krishna went back to his abode, then the situations deteriorated. The sky was rumbling with no water, no rains. It appeared it's going to rain, but there was no rain. The cows became very skinny and bony. The deities in the temples were weeping. Like that, many symptoms he saw. He saw that jihma prayam cha vyavahritam, shatya karmam cha sauhurdam. Pitran, Matran, Suhrit, Bratran, Dampati, Namcha, Kalkanam. He says that the business people were keeping exorbitant profits. Somebody took a 100 rupee commodity and sold in 10,000 rupees. Like that. And he saw the brother and brother were fighting for land or property. Husband, wife were fighting. The daughters were not obeying the mothers. The sons were not obeying the fathers. There were quarrels everywhere. He observed that. They were shocked. Why it has become like this? Why there is rebellious attitude everywhere? He understood that Lord Krishna has gone back to his abode. So if you want to bring Krishna again to this world, Krishna left behind the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the form of Bhagavatam, Krishna is still available in this world. Those people who study Bhagavatam regularly and take shelter of Bhagavatam's message, they will have Krishna with them. They will possess Krishna. They will carry Krishna with them wherever they go. And then they will be free from the ill effects of Kali Yuga. We all should not blame Kali Yuga is bad, so I am bad. No. You can't say, if there is an acid rain outside, what do you do? Do you go in the acid rain and allow all your body to get wounded? Rather, you will carry an umbrella. So ISKCON is our umbrella. So we should stay with very strongly within ISKCON and study the Srimad Bhagavatam and not allow the bad effects of Kali Yuga to touch us. We can remain pure. So Bhagavatam brought light to the world. Although the Kali Yuga is a dark age, Bhagavatam brought light because it is compared to sun. Puranarko adunoditaha. So Krishna is so merciful. Although he went to his abode, he left behind Srimad Bhagavatam. So that every day Prabhupada made the system of speaking Bhagavatam in our temples. So let us take very strong shelter of Bhagavatam. So two things to be done in Kali Yuga. Bhagavat Shravan, Namasmaran. Nothing else to be done. These two are considered to be the boat which can take us to the shores of the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Unamangala Harinam Sankirtan ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.